AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. At least 17 people are dead in a siege inside a hotel in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Officials say it took government forces more than 12 hours to end the standoff that began with a suspected al-Shabaab suicide car bombing. Among the dead, all of the attackers and Somalia's ambassador to Switzerland. 28 people were wounded. Investigators say German Wings co-pilot Andreas Lubitz had hid evidence of an illness, including tearing up a doctor's note that would have kept him out of the plane the day authorities say he crashed Flight 9525 into an alpine mountainside. 150 people were killed when Lubitz allegedly locked himself in the cockpit by himself and flew the plane into the mountainside in France. Among the dead, American Robert Oliver Calvo. His father says he feels for Lubitz's family, and he says he has no desire to go to where the plane went down.
All of the passengers, including our son, there's almost nothing to be found.
French officials say DNA samples have been taken from objects provided by a victim's family, such as combs or toothbrushes, that could help identify their remains. A federal appeals court has overturned an immigration court ruling denying a Mexican national asylum based on his claim of being tortured. Mike Gracia has more.
A federal appeals court has effectively lowered the bar for foreign nationals who claim they were tortured in their home countries to remain in the United States. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says it is neither the responsibility of the petitioner nor the government to determine if it is safe for the person to return to another part of their country than where the torture occurred. Mexican national Roberto Cuernecita Maldonado had appealed a finding by the U.S. Board of Immigration Appeals that he didn't qualify for a reprieve from deportation because he failed to prove he would be unsafe in any part of Mexico. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is AP Radio News. At least two people are still missing after an apparent gas explosion leveled three apartment buildings in Manhattan, injuring 22 people. Authorities are exploring whether a third person is unaccounted for. Special canine units will be brought in today to search for anyone possibly trapped beneath the rubble. Two men were believed to have been in a restaurant in one of the buildings at the time of the explosion. On to the Elite Eight for Gonzaga after beating UCLA in their Sweet 16 contest, 74-62. Zags forward Kyle Wilcher says they're looking forward to Sunday's South Regional Final against Duke.
We're not ready for this ride to end yet. We're very focused, and we really enjoy all these wins.
Duke beat Utah 63-57 last night. In the East Regional, Louisville beat North Carolina State. Michigan State slipped past Oklahoma. Today, Wisconsin and Arizona meet in the West Final, while Kentucky takes on Notre Dame in the Midwest. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.